Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Ava De La Pietra recorded her first original song 8 years ago at the age of 10. Now, the pop singer-songwriter is getting millions of streams.
I've been sitting in a tree, contemplating and replaying every life decision I have ever made.
Ava De La Pietra is in her first year of college. She came by Studio 2 last week, and we talked about music, college, and growing up. She's balancing a lot right now with academics and performing, so I started by asking her, how do you even begin writing a pop song?
The process for writing my songs definitely varies, but I feel like the main thing that usually happens is I'll have some type of experience where I have a very strong emotion, right? And then I'll feel inspired to write about it, or maybe like a melody or lyrics will come to me naturally. So I can like sit down at the piano. I usually come up with a concept first, and then I'll play like a few chords. And I usually just kind of like improv and see where it goes. And then once I have an idea, I kind of set it down a little bit more seriously and like figure out what I want to write about. Mm-hmm. But genuinely, everything that I write about comes from me and like my experiences. And I feel like that's become a very important aspect of my writing, something that's very genuine and like true to me, as opposed to creating like this fake scenario.
Well, what kind of experiences are you having now that you moved from Long Island to the Boston area to go to Harvard and Berkeley? What kind of experiences are you having now that's inspiring you?
I guess a lot of like finding myself and trying to discover who I am as a person, because the transition was so major. People always tell you that the transition from high school to college is really big, and I guess I didn't really believe it until it happened. So I think I've been writing a lot more about like discovering who I am and trying to find like my place in the world. Mm-hmm. And then also, as always, I've been writing about love. And crushes and things like that.
What do you do when you get writer's block or something?
I guess try to have some new experiences. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I usually have writer's block when I'm like super busy with academics, just because I don't have enough time to like think about what I want to write about. Mm-hmm. So then I'll just like go out with friends, and then something will happen that will inspire me. So I guess just have new experiences. That's really it.
Right on. I want to talk about some of the things you write about. Like you mentioned, you write about your experiences, and you just mentioned some, you know, going out with friends. Mm-hmm. I want to play your song "Worst of Times," which is about sticking with a friend through a tough time, helping mm-hmm. them out. So we're going to play that real quick.
I'm getting worse with time. They say time flies. Don't believe the line anymore. Day is dragging on and it feels so wrong. Don't want to write another sad song, but I know you'll be there.
So, you know, relationships are big, have been a big part of your writing. Mm-hmm. And now you're in this place where, you know, you're transitioning from being a teenager into becoming an adult. How are your relationships changing now that you're entering this new space, especially that you're in a new city and you're going to Harvard and Berkeley? How is that going?
I guess it's become like especially important to keep in contact with people from home that are really important to me. And then also just kind of exploring new relationships here and kind of not really care. I think something that, just to change topics for a quick second, I think mm-hmm. something I realized at the end of my senior year of high school is that people like people who are just like outgoing, just kind of go for it and don't really care what others think about them. And I think at the end of senior year, a lot of my friends and I just decided to go for it in terms of forming new relationships. Mm-hmm. And that ended up creating this situation where everyone was friends with everyone, as opposed to just like sticking to the cliques that were prevalent through much of high school. So I think especially now, like I said, I'm meeting so many new people in college, just kind of going for it and saying hi to everybody, like you're bound to make a connection at some point.
Yeah. So what are some of the things you're learning from these new people that you're meeting in college?
So much. I guess one thing is that everybody kind of has their own thing going on, even if they're not really necessarily talking about it. The crazy thing about Harvard is that so many people there have like these crazy backstories that you wouldn't know unless you really press, because everybody's super humble. It's like there's this one girl who's one of my roommates who like mentioned to me one time, she was like, oh yeah, I like kind of like figure skating. And then it turns out she's like a national figure skater. Mm-hmm. It's something ridiculous like that. And also, I guess, how everyone can kind of connect on some type of level. Like, some of my closest friends are from Pakistan. And it's just crazy to me that I can connect so deeply with somebody from, like, halfway across the world. And it just shows that everyone deep down, like, really does have those core connections. And mm-hmm. anybody can get along with anyone.
We're all the same.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's something that... That's a big lesson in music, right?
Yeah.
Like, we all love to we love to dance. We love to chill. We love to feel the feelings that music brings to us. You know what I mean?
Right.
Speaking of which, who are you listening to now as you're, you know, as you're in this new place in your life? Are you finding your musical taste changing?
Definitely, especially since like all my friends are showing me different styles of music that I've never been exposed to before.
Mm-hmm. What's the most interesting one to you?
I can't think of like any specific artist. It's just like all over the place. But I'm still very much into my core pop people, like Tate McRae. I really love her. Mm-hmm. And like Lewis Capaldi. Everyone's a huge fan of Olivia Rodrigo. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm one of them as well. So... yeah, just my core pop people I'm still really into, because they have very, very personal lyrics that I think everyone can connect to. And like you said, like one of the great things about music is just trying to find music that everyone realizes, oh, yeah, everyone's the same.
And, you know, you mentioned some of these more established pop artists, right? You've been working with some pretty established producers yourself, you mm-hmm. know. I know you're probably busy with your studies and everything, but do you see some kind of album coming soon in the future or something like that?
Definitely. I have an EP on the way that's going to okay. include some of the songs that I've released already, and also a few songs that are coming up.
And when you say EP, what do you mean?
It's like, I guess it stands for extended play. It's
yeah.
usually like 4 to 5 songs. So in this case, I believe it's going to be 5 songs that are, or sorry, 6 songs that are going to be on the EP.
Okay. And
it's like a mini album. Yeah.
And I think we have one of the songs that are going to be on your EP. Is it Sick?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear Sick real quick.
You make me sick with love, sick, oh, sick with love. So sick, so sick, so sick. I can't try to explain.
Sounds like you really like somebody there.
Yeah.
And how are the boys treating you at Harvard and Berkeley?
Oh no. it's been good.
Okay, we'll leave it there.
Not much happening yet, but honestly, this song is one of the first songs that I've written that isn't about anybody specifically. It's more of like a vibe and a feeling mm-hmm. about being in love. Just being like so in love that I actually feel nauseous. And just being like really obsessed with somebody. And it was a really fun process because I ended up coming up with all these similarities between like illness and I guess being in love. So I have all these lines like, I've got a headache over you, or WebMD says you're all I need. And it ended up just being like a really silly pop song. And I kind of love it.
You are... born and raised from Long Island.
Yes.
Now you're here with us.
Yes.
In New England, in the Boston area. How are you liking it?
I love it. It rains so much. I didn't believe it, but it does. And I'm kind of into it. I really like the rain now.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Listen, that rain, the cloudiness, the gray was killing me. Mm-hmm. But anyways, enough about me.
Yeah.
So how would you say your experience and your time here in Boston, the city, not in Boston, but in the Boston area, in the area itself, you know, when you're outside and you're taking in the environment, how is that affecting your creativity?
Well, there are just like so many college students and so many people to meet.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess also just the college experience in general, kind of being independent and going through that transition has provoked a lot of new emotions. And I guess that's what ends up inspiring my music,
mm-hmm.
just like having new experiences. So yeah, it's so funny because the first week of school, I literally wrote like 5 songs in 3 days just because I was feeling so many different things that I had never felt before. And I guess that's just like the key, like you said, to like writer's block and everything.
Yeah, yeah. Well, aside from creativity, aside from writing songs,
yeah,
you have any favorite spots, any favorite places to eat, music venues, places you like going for a walk?
I hate to admit, I like need to explore Boston more. I haven't really been
you just
around.
Got here.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's true. That's true. Thank you. I appreciate that. But yeah, I mean, I always like a walk by the Charles, but like besides that, I haven't really been about. It definitely has to be on my bucket list.
As we've discussed, you're going to Harvard and Berklee College of Music on a it's a dual degree program.
Mm-hmm.
And at Harvard, you're studying biology and neuroscience, you said?
Yeah, something like that. I'm not totally sure yet.
Okay, you're still figuring that part out.
Exactly.
And you're going to Berklee College of Music to continue your work in music from an academic perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why not just do music full time? Why not just go to Berklee alone?
It's a good question. It's definitely something that I've like thought about. I guess just because I haven't really decided yet, and I feel like I'm young enough where to keep both options open.
You got energy.
And also, yeah, yeah. And also, while I have like the opportunity, I might as well continue like my interests in neuroscience and like that realm. But I think it's also like really interesting to study music, like you said, from a more academic perspective. And also, like the main thing with Berklee is it's like super important to just get those connections with other musicians my age. And it's just been like really crazy to meet so many people in such a short period of time. Like my mom asked me the other day, like, oh, how many people do you think you've met like in the past couple of months? And I'm like, oh my God, literally hundreds.
Yeah.
Like it's insane.
So how do you plan to balance your academic studies with your own musical pursuits? You know, how do you plan to do that?
I guess I've just kind of been doing it my whole life. So it's not super new. It's definitely a little bit more challenging now because Harvard is definitely a lot in terms of the academics. But I guess I've just always been able to balance those two things because I'm interested in both. And music, honestly, it takes up a lot of time, but it kind of feels like it's not really like work. It's just like a hobby and something I like to do in my quote unquote free time.
That was singer and songwriter Ava Della Pietra. She's performing tomorrow night at Lamplighter Brewing Company in Cambridge. We'll go out on Ava's song, I've Been Thinking. That's our show for today. Radio Boston is produced by Amanda Beeland, Rob Lane, and Kyrie Thompson, with help from our fellow Sydney Coe. Marquise Neal is our senior technical director. Yasmin Amer is our executive producer. I'm Daryl C. Murphy. Thanks for listening. Join us again Monday for more Radio Boston.
It's been years and I don't know if things would be the same. Maybe now that we've grown up, our friendship's at its end. But do you ever laugh out loud and think of your old friend?